when we first started doing this, we felt that Homeland Security was such a complex topic and had so many facets that you couldn't just do, you know, one of these flat, broad brush kinds of gradings or report cards that seem to be so prevalent. And what we do is we break it down into 14 different categories. And then the other thing is that because there's no real yardstick, it's very difficult to give it an A, B, C, or F kind of grade. But what we try to do is look to see if things got better, worse, or stayed the same in the previous 12 months. That's what our report card is. And then it's supplemented by having, for example, businessmen doing business with the Department of Homeland Security grade the department on its transparency, its responsiveness, its effectiveness. And we also ask the same of state Homeland Security directors to grade the Federal Department of Homeland Security to see how they did. So it's a complex exercise, but what we're trying to do is provide a comprehensive and really objective look at the entire state of Homeland Security. That's what we have done in this issue of Homeland Security Today, the September issue.
And when you take a closer look at those different things that you describe, particularly things like transparency,
right?
Are you able to factor in, say, the Obama administration is touting transparency, we're going to be far more transparent, versus the Bush administration, which says we're going to play our cards close to the vest and we're going to keep you safe? I mean, do you factor those promises into the grade, or is it just strictly the facts and how they're doing?
We factor in the promises, and we see if they've lived up to them. Now, when we closed the book on this issue and on the year, the 2008-2009 Homeland Security year, there were still a lot of promises out there that would reasonably take time to come to fruition. So there is huge expectations as a result of Obama's victory. Now, we're starting to see some pushback on domestic affairs not related to Homeland Security, you know, things like healthcare, obviously. However, he raised hopes very high, and we are going to watch in the next year to see whether he can make those things come to fruition. And that is, on the whole, I would say that the state of Homeland Security improved over the past year. Remember, last September, when, you know, the year opened, Lehman Brothers collapsed, we had an economic collapse, and that was affecting everything across the board, whether it's Homeland Security or national security or anything. So that colors all the evaluations of every other topic. Also, you have to say that whether you love him or you hate him, you cannot deny that Barack Obama moved events like no other person on earth, really, during the past 12 months. And that's why we called it the year of Obama. You know, we're naming the years now. We started last year when there were so many assassinations, we called it the year of the assassin. But this year, we're calling it the year of Obama because he was the prime mover in so many areas, and Homeland Security was not the least of these.
It's funny because the conventional wisdom would be that President Obama isn't as strong in Homeland Security issues as the previous administration, but your article seems to contradict that.
Well, I think he's giving a lot of attention to it. I think in the Bush administration, there was less of an inclination to be defensive, and they saw Homeland Security as a defensive measure. They were on the offensive all the time, which was fine insofar as it was effective. But, you know, Obama and his Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, are trying to reform the department in the sense of making it work better. One of the most encouraging things, and one of the things that's kind of under the radar, has been the influx of very experienced, very thoughtful, and very competent managers into the Department of Homeland Security. There was a perception that the previous department was sort of a haven for the flotsam and jetsam of politics, and people were selected for those critically important second and third tier jobs on the basis of political loyalty. And now that criteria seems to have gone by the wayside. The other very, very important factor was Obama's outreach to the Muslim world, and I think that's had a major impact in, you know, not only changing the image of the United States, but in dampening the extremism that was giving rise to potential terrorism, and more importantly, encouraging moderate secularists and Democrats with a small d in the Muslim world to be more assertive and to promote, you know, a form of democracy that would make terrorism less of an option. And where we really saw that happen, and what was really startling, was the election in Iran, which practically gave rise to a near revolution. That was really sparked by Obama's election and what they saw happening in the United States. And that was a very, very powerful and unexpected event.
So bottom line is that it appears that this new technique, this new approach for Homeland Security is not necessarily all that new, but it's slightly different, but it seems to be working.
Yes, it seems to be working. Now, the critical places in the next year, we have to see what happens in Afghanistan, where the Taliban is resurgent and where the situation is very serious. Pakistan was very threatened by their Taliban, and they seem to have rolled that back somewhat. So hopefully that'll be a very good thing, and in protecting the American homeland and in dampening down at least the forces of extremism in Pakistan.